Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot to recap. Warriors beat the Celtics. They're up 3-2 as the series now heads to Boston. Game six will be on Thursday. Phil Mickelson shows up at the U.S. Open, and the media was waiting for him. We'll have that for you coming up. Also, this just in, this is from Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports. As mini camps begin today for the Browns and Panthers, trade talks between the teams continue surrounding Baker Mayfield, per sources. The main issue remains Mayfield's salary and how much or how little teams will pay. Jonathan Jones goes on to say there's urgency on Carolina's side to execute the deal soon so Baker Mayfield can get some time in minicamp with the Panthers. For the Browns, it's the best offer they have. Talks ongoing. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Feels like something is inevitable between Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. I thought maybe if you're the Cleveland Browns, you want an insurance policy here with Deshaun Watson, if he's going to play this year. And if not, does Baker want to stay? He's still under contract and pretty much audition for a job around the NFL. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
Feels like the Panthers make sense for him for some reason. Yeah. I don't really know why, but you're like, oh, the Panthers? Yeah, I could see that.
The bar seems to be low there. But they keep saying, no, we got our quarterback right now. I'm like, okay, got your quarterback right now until you get Baker Mayfield. I got ahead of myself because the news just came in. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch this program all 3 hours, all 14 cameras that we have. You get to see the sausage being made and sometimes eaten. Merch, we got some great merchandise. We got some Dynasty shirts. We got Enfuego t-shirts. We got a whole lot there at danpatrick.com for Father's Day. This program brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys looking to increase their energy, strength, and drive. You don't have to slow down as we get older. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients support T-levels, energy, and metabolism. Don't let age beat you. Get mdrivedan.com. We'll get to phone calls, play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. We say good morning to our radio affiliates under the iHeartRadio umbrella, Fox Sports Radio, and we are approaching nearly 400 radio stations. Tomorrow, we, I think, are joining Columbus, Ohio. We also have Nashville, Tennessee coming up as well. So big day, big stuff, and we look forward to being in those cities. Climb aboard. Last night, the Celtics, they had a chance. You had the Celtics limiting Steph Curry to 0 3-pointers. First time that's happened in 4 years. They also out-rebounded the Warriors by 8. Twice as many free throws. Held the Warriors to just under 23% from three-point range. That's a win, right? And they lost. They lost by 10. Now you go back to Boston, and all you want to do, if you get to a Game 7, even if it's on the road, strange things happen. But the Warriors have historically dominated Game 6. Hard to imagine Steph Curry having another off night. The Warriors felt like they stole a game last night after a historically off night, certainly for Steph Curry. But, you know, I said it yesterday. I've said it throughout the series. If I'm Boston, somebody else has to beat us. Well, they lost last night, Steph Curry. They played good defense on Steph Curry. I don't know if he was exhausted from what happened in Game 4. Maybe they just played good defense. Maybe they did send two guys after him. Maybe they forced him to give the ball up. No three-pointers. And that's when you say, okay, is Wiggins going to show up? Is Poole going to show up? Is Draymond Green, Klay Thompson? And the answer is yes, they did. But that's what happens when you have a good team, bordering on being a great team and a dynasty. They pick up where they need to, and they needed to last night because Steph Curry did not have a good shooting night. He had a horrible shooting night. But if you're going to get contributions, if Wiggins is going to be putting up 26 and 13, Poole, Payton, I mean, that's what you need. And you saw that. And that's something that Boston has not been able to rely upon. Remember when we had Al Horford starting Game 1 and Al Horford was killing it? MVP! And then what? Al Horford. Hello? Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown. They did okay. But you can't just do okay. And I think they're a year away. Thought that they were a year away. They were proving me wrong with what they did in the postseason. It felt like and feels like they don't have that person. Al Horford, I think, was supposed to be that guy, like, I'm going to calm you down and this is how we do it. You get in these situations. It's just taking care of the basketball. The Warriors had 6 turnovers. Celtics had 18. And then they capitalized off those turnovers. I still don't understand what the offensive philosophy is of Boston because it just feels like it's scattered. It doesn't feel like they know exactly what they're doing or when to do it or not to do it. Shot selection. But these are things that come along with having all the experience that a head coach with Steve Kerr, you got Steph, you got Klay. And I didn't think that the lack of experience was going to hurt Boston as much as it has. But, you know, keep in mind, you know, we get to these points, and I covered so many NBA finals where you think, okay, it's going to be over. And then it's not over. And then if you get to a Game 7, then all it takes is somebody to have a career night or two guys to have a career night or somebody twists an ankle, somebody gets injured. Like, strange things happen. Here's Steve Kerr on Steph Curry's night.
I think Steph was probably due for a game like this. You know, he's been shooting the ball so well that, you know, at some point he was going to have a tough night. But we've got a lot of talent, a lot of depth that can make up for that. And the guys did a good job of that tonight.
Yeah, they did. NBD. No big deal. Said the right things about Steph Curry. Here's Steph Curry on his shooting night.
Of course, it bothers me as a shooter. You want to impact the game that way, but thankfully that's not the only thing that you do out there on the court. I remember the first game of the year against the Lakers, I had a very similar like shooting night, but impact the game other ways.
And that's the mark of a great player. had a bad shooting night. Okay, don't be one-dimensional. You got 8 assists here. Also, keep in mind, Golden State's bench outscored Boston's 31-10. Jordan Poole and Gary Payton accounted for 29 of those points. That's where it's devastating, where you've done everything you could possibly do. We kept Steph Curry under wraps. We did okay with the other members of the starting five. But when that second wave comes in, that's a difference maker. And I thought that they were going to have, not an advantage, but they were going to be able to hold their own with Boston. Because sometimes what happens when you get to the finals, the further you get in the postseason, the smaller your rotation is in number of players. It might be 7, might be 8. And I thought, okay, no James Wiseman. Kuminga hasn't played. And I thought, okay, if Gary Payton is able to come back, that's a big deal for them. And people look at you like, Gary Payton? Yes, he's really active. And Jordan Poole, they're not household names. I mean, Gary is only because of his father. But, you know, they put up 29 of those 31 points. You're outscoring them by 21 with your bench. That's huge. And that makes up for an off night with one of the great shooters in the history of the game. Here is Klay Thompson going back to Boston.
It doesn't mean anything if I go out there and lay an egg in a couple days or a few days. So I'm just excited to build on it. And wow, just going to be, I've never been so excited to go to Boston, I'll tell you that.
Celtics are 1-7 when they turn the ball over 16 times or more. They stay under 16 turnovers. They're 14-2.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yeah. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Thank you, Darius. We will get to phone calls coming up. Poll question, our buddy Chris Haynes, who covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports and TNT, will join us coming up in a little bit. Seton, what do you have today?
If you were the Warriors, would you rather win Game 6 on the road, Game 7 at home?
I want to win. I don't care. Because you're not going to be able to choose this. I don't think you can go, you know what? We want to win in Boston.
This is the old question. If you're a Warriors fan who has tickets to Game 7.
Right. Yes, that's it.
The question.
Yeah, okay. We did this about 8 years ago. Yeah, yeah. So if you're a Warriors fan with tickets to Game 7, you could choose.
No, you know you're going to win Game 6 in Boston.
You can guarantee it.
You can guarantee
or
that you're winning
dice.
In Game 6, or you roll the dice for Game 7.
Yikes.
I want to win. Yeah. That's it. I don't care where. It's still the same trophy. It still is going to feel great. It might even feel better if you win it in Boston. Yes, Paulie?
But if you're a Warriors fan, you've seen this happen a few times. It's not like you're a Cubs fan or a Detroit Tiger, Lions fan who's like, I need a title. I just need a title. They're a little spoiled. You know, they've seen a few titles out there. They may say, like, you know what? I want to be in the building.
Man, it drives Seton crazy. You know, we text each other during the game, and then, you know, Seton's like, has things. I hate these guys. They're whiners.
Ugh.
Why do you hate Golden State so much?
You know what? There's just something about the this mixture of, like, a tough guy attitude while flopping so much. Like, but selling fouls like that, it's selling contact and, you know, like somebody's hand brushed by my face and it's like, oh, oh my gosh, dude. And then get up and be like, yeah, that's right. You know, like, yeah, who else wants some? And you're like, dude, shut up. It's so lame. Last night was the game that made me feel like, you know what? The, like, old school guys are right. The game is too soft.
No.
The game is way too soft. And that's with the Celtics, too. Because they're not much better. They're not as bad as the Warriors, but they Marcus Smart shouldn't be getting thrown around the court like that. He's diving all over the place. And not in a hustle way, in a flop way. It's like...
Yeah. There were times watching last night where I said, this just isn't good basketball. You know, there are moments, and it's not, oh, in my day, it's just not good basketball. It's spread the floor, shoot the three. You're missing, keep shooting the three. But, you know, give credit. Golden State played really good defense, too. And I'm going to give Boston credit, although I don't know why it took them so long. Steph Curry would not beat me. I would do my damnedest to make sure that he does not beat me. And it was mission accomplished last night. But you got to make sure the other guys pick the guy. I would not even guard Draymond Green. I would just say, you're out there on the perimeter. Go ahead. Take your shot. Because he doesn't even want to take a shot anymore. He's almost like Ben Simmons. I don't want to take this shot. Yeah, Seton.
Draymond Green passed up like wide open layups last night where he was right under the hoop, and instead of going in for the layup, he just kicked it back out.
Yeah, that was weird. That he's almost got into his own head here. Yeah, Paulie.
I know what Seton's saying, because I like the Warriors, but the new version of flopping, the old flopping was you get hit in the chest on a charge, you do the old Shane Battier. That's like a generation ago. Now, if someone's elbow or hand is anywhere near your face, you do the, you've been hit.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's just not, it's not fun to watch. Like, I just want you to just play. And I would love for the official to just tee up somebody who does one of those flops and be like, no, you're acting, that's a tee. Now shut up. Yes, Eden.
Well, how much responsibility, I know it's the players doing it, but how much responsibility do the officials have to curb that? Because they seem to fall for it 90% of the time.
I thought they were going to do this a couple of years ago when they had a new rule where they were going to penalize you. Like the J.J. Barea rule. I don't know if it's officially called that.
I think he was the first guy to get called for it in the game where he flopped and they actually called it on him. That's his legacy.
All right, let me tell you. Yeah. No, he was also married to, or maybe still married to, Miss Universe.
Really?
J.J. Barea?
Like he had to leave the planet to find women?
I think it was Miss Universe.
I'm so done with Earth. Ugh, there's no women.
Where is Universe? Because I tried to visit that to find a Miss Universe. I never found her. Oh, I did. I married her. Oh, yeah. See, Marvin? That's how it works. Oh, thank you.
Well, that's smart business.
Yeah.
Smart business, Dan.
Bloop, bloop. All right, we'll take a break. Phone call's coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. Got a play of the day. And we'll talk to Chris Haynes, our good buddy. He was at the game last night. Get his thoughts as this series heads back to Boston. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We're so shallow on this program. I told the guys that J.J. Barea, backup point guard for the Mavericks, was married to Miss Universe. And Seton's like, you weren't lying. I go, why would I lie about that?
This is going to surprise you, but she's gorgeous.
I know, that's what he said. And they started a family, and they have a couple of children. But yeah, Miss Universe, what is it, 2011? Is that?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
What universe is she from that she thinks J.J. Barea is a star NBA athlete? I don't think I made an all-star team. Nice career.
No. Yeah. Yeah. J.J. Barea.
So wow. Much hate for J.J. Barea all of a sudden.
Yeah, Miss Universe. Good for him.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for him,
buddy.
Yeah. Chris Haynes, oh, our good buddy, TNT sideline reporter, host of Post It Up podcast with Chris Haynes, the senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. How you feeling today, Chris?
DP, I'm all right. I mean, it's a little frustrating watching those Celtics over the last couple of games. You know, just the way. Golly, you know, I have no rooting interest, DP. I don't care. I get paid the same no matter who wins or loses. But, God, I do like to watch good basketball. And sometimes, man, just watching these Celtics, especially over the last couple of games, man, it's just really frustrating.
But let's say somebody didn't watch the game last night. How would you sum up what happened?
Turnovers. That's what I was – carelessness. Just, you know, they're showing their lack of experience, you know, at this stage. I'm talking about the Celtics. This just looks like a team that it just looks like the stage is a little bit too much for them, especially when the game gets tight. It doesn't matter if they're at home or on the road. When the game gets tight, they shrink. And it's frustrating. Like this team, like they're throwing the ball, just throwing cross-court passes with no regard to who's over there. A teammate may be over there. A teammate may not be over there. It's just, it's really crazy how they've gotten to this point and been able to, you know, be, you know, they you could argue, you can make the argument that they've had the toughest run to get to this point. Taking down Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks, then the Miami Heat. And I was on that series for the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics for TNT. And I think Miami just got really banged up. Jimmy Butler wasn't himself to the latter stages. And I think they might have caught a break. But golly, it's really frustrating to watch this Celtics squad.
But it's high-end talent, but it's disorganized high-end talent. And I'm wondering, usually you have a point guard. Usually you have – but Marcus Smart is not that guy. And Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, while they're high-end talent, you know, you got it's and sometimes that's contagious. The Golden State Warriors made ball movement look beautiful. When they first started, it was like, wow, extra pass, all those things. The Celtics don't have that capability. It feels like they're trying to be Golden State versus Golden State.
I think, you know, you definitely touched on something, DP, when you talk about the point guard situation. I love Marcus Smart. You know, he's the defensive player of the year. He does a lot for that team. Arguably, he's the heart and soul of that roster. But, you know, not having somebody who can kind of set the tone and keep the offense going, making sure everybody gets into their sets and get into the right spot so they can get quality shots. That's something that's lacking right now. You know, the turnovers from Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart are absurd.
Yeah.
You know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you know, while their handles are pretty, they're okay. They got a nice tight handle. But when they're trying to penetrate in traffic, they lose the ball. They throw it away. Like, they have a difficult time trying to penetrate when there's somebody within arm's reach. And so it's, you know, we're talking – next year in the future, what they need to do moving forward. But this series, man, they just got to play smart. And that's just something they haven't been able to do.
How would you sum up the Celtics defense on Steph Curry and why he had an off night, hit a historically bad off night?
They were smothering him, DP. I was very impressed on that end. They definitely wanted to clean that up off of the, you know, historic game he had in game four. Coming off of those screens, you know, he was clean off the screens. Robert Williams did a much better job, and Al Horford, in playing up off of the pick and roll. I think they were sagging back too much. You can't do that. Stephen Curry, you give him any type of space, he's going to make you pay. Stephen Curry didn't have those looks. The problem was they gave up looks on the other end to Andrew Wiggins and to Poole. Yeah, and so, you know, it was just a tough situation. I mean, in DP, not to get back on the Celtics again, but I saw a stat that I believe it was by Stat Muse, and it completely caught me by surprise. Jason Tatum has had the most turnovers ever in a single postseason. That right there is cause for concern. Your best player having that many turnovers, you can't win that way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Yeah, and I think people want to elevate him into that.
I did. I was one of those guys. I was one of those people. You know, look, I mean, look at the run that he had getting up to this point. You look at the fact that he's 6'8 and can dribble the ball. You know, people say, you know, he's reminiscent of a Tracy McGrady type player. But one thing I've saw DP in his game is that, you know, he has a tight handle. And, you know, I would say this to Jason as well, but, you know, he moves when he's dribbling the ball, trying to get his shot. He moves east to west. So it's like in his handles, he's trying to set up his jump shot. He has a real difficult time trying to penetrate, go south, get to the basket. And, you know, that's going to be something he lacks in. He can get his shot because he's 6'8", 6'9". But is it going to be a quality shot? And then he's having problems, especially with Andrew Wiggins, to get to the basket. So I'm seeing a lot of holes right now that we just didn't see other teams be able to bring out. But, you know, I was one of those guys, DP, that was saying, you know, win a title – elevates him to superstar status. But, you know, even if they are to win the title, DP, say they do come back and win the next two, you know, I don't know. It's going to be up to him and Jaylen Brown, who's going to get the finals, you know, finals MVP. I don't know if it's hands down Jason Tatum. So there's a lot that we saw.
Yeah, and there are two games left. If you're a Celtic fan, you hope there are two games left. And if they win game six back home and then you go on the road and maybe he has one of those historically great nights and they do win a title. He's only 24. I just thought the Celtics as a team were a year away. And I think Jason Tatum is a year away maybe from joining that rarefied air. Like the Greek Freak, Luka. There's only a couple of those guys that are truly great. LeBron may not be in that, you know, group anymore. Just because you're first team all NBA doesn't mean you're up there where you take over a series. I mean, I think we were hoping he'd be, or maybe we were rooting for him to be, but at 24, that's a lot to ask. And it feels like the moment may be a little too big for him. Maybe these, you know, this game in Boston helps him. But if I said, who is your MVP right now, though, Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports?
I will have to go with, I mean, this is me. People may hate me. I'm not giving my MVP award to a losing team. So even if Steph, well, look, I can't say it. Steph will have to go off, just have crazy, crazy numbers and lose for me to even consider him. But as of right now, with Golden State being up, he would be my finals MVP. But Andrew Wiggins is not too far behind. You know, there's still a lot of game left to be played for anybody to have that award.
Yeah, I had a discussion with Reggie Miller yesterday, and he said he thinks Steph Curry, even if they lose, is the MVP. Now, this is prior to last night. I said, you can't give it to Steph if you didn't give it to LeBron the year that Andre Iguodala got it. LeBron was unbelievable. You gave the MVP to the guy whose job, sole job, was to guard LeBron, and LeBron averaged almost a triple-double. You can't do, unless the voters go, you know, we made a mistake back then, we're not going to make a mistake this time around. Steph was wonderful in game four. He was not good last night. I have a hard time giving him the MVP in a losing effort if they would lose these last two games.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, DP. And, you know, I don't think I voted. I can't remember. I don't think I voted that year that Iguodala got finals MVP. But, you know, there's still a lot of game left to be played. You know, he had a great game four, not so great game five. And Andrew Wiggins, even in game four, he came through big time for them down the stretch, and he was the best player of game five. So the award is up for grabs. But DP, to your point about Jason Tatum probably being on the cusp and making first team all NBA, we got to keep in mind the Milwaukee Bucks were not whole. Keep in mind the Los Angeles Clippers were not whole. When you're talking about first team all NBA and, you know, knocking down the door, you know, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, they're going to be back. I think the Lakers will be back to a certain point. I don't think we'll see the same type of season. So, you know, these moments, I overheard some of the Celtics when they were walking out of the arena. I overheard them saying, man, we got to capitalize on these moments, because you think just because they're a young team that they're going to be back.
Yeah.
And so they understand it. Like, they understand the magnitude and the opportunity that they have. I just don't know if they can execute for a full 48 minutes, because they just haven't shown it at all this series. They should be 3-1. Up 3-1 in this series. You know, they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Safe travels to Boston. Thanks for getting up early with us, Chris.
DP, for you, I'll drink my coffee and jump on here.
Thank
Anytime,
you.
Anytime, brother.
That's Take Chris care. Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He was such a gift to us during the pandemic. In the bubble, he was wonderful. A TNT sideline reporter and host of Post It Up with Chris Haynes, his podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.